Good morning, Symphony, and welcome to our Friday morning devotional where we go through a devo through the book of Psalms. So today's chapter is Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake, you lead me and guide me. You take me out of the net they have hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul, and you have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in a broad place. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also. For my life is spent with sorrow and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity and my bones waste away. Because of all my adversaries, I become a reproach, especially to my neighbors, and an object of dread to my acquaintances. Those who see me in the street flee from me. I have been forgotten like one who is dead. I become like a broken vessel, for I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side, as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love. O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them go silently to Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak insolently against the righteous in pride and contempt. Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, and worked for those who take refuge in you. In the sight of the children of mankind, in the cover of your presence, you hide them from the plots of men. You store them in your shelter from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me when I was in a besieged city. I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight. But you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you wait for the Lord. Amen. King David has written many psalms, and they are all so real, not sugar-coated. They depict real human emotion of intense sorrow and pain, confusion and frustration, even against God. But of all the psalms, I particularly love Psalm 31. It is a beautiful psalm where King David shows the beautiful progression of what turning to God looks like. I feel like the psalm shows a very healthy way to process through our tough situations and how to call out to God. Number one, he starts off with a call. I take refuge in you, God. Hear my prayer. Deliver me. Number two, he then gives the why. For you are my rock and my fortress. For you lead and guide me. Number three, he then makes a resolve. I will trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love. You've delivered me before, and you will do it again. Number four. Now, after all of this, he finally then shares his situation. Although God already knew what David was going through, he takes time to process and explain how he felt. He uses such vivid language here. My eyes, my soul, my body are wasted from grief. My life is spent with sorrow, my years with sighing. I've been forgotten, almost as if I am dead. Number five, he then gives his request based on his circumstance. He says, shine your face on me, save me in your steadfast love, let me not be put to shame and judge the wicked. I love how the request here is not to change all of these circumstances, but for him to encounter God's love and steadfastness. He needs God. It reminds me of this book I read called The Heavenly Man. It's of this amazing local faith leader in China. When he went to a conference in the West, he met many people that said that they were praying for the Chinese government to allow them freedom to worship. This brother said, thank you for praying for us, but please, instead of praying for that, Please pray that God would strengthen our backs to carry the gospel and to withstand persecution. When I read this, I was so amazed. He didn't necessarily want prayer for the persecution to end, but for God to help them to withstand it. Lastly, King David, he ends with worship. Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me. I love how David starts with God and ends with God. He starts with worship and ends with worship. I also love how real his sorrow is. He doesn't hide it from God, but rather his honesty brings him to a place where he recognizes he needs the Father. Verse 5 says, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Now this may sound familiar to you, and you may have heard it from Jesus' mouth himself in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit," right before he gave his last breath on the cross. This was an expression of giving surrender and submission to God, just like David had when he surrendered his heart and circumstances to God. I always read the psalm through the eyes of the psalmist, but today, let's read it through the eyes of Jesus. Let me start from verse 9. "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also." Verse 12, "I've been forgotten like one who is dead. I become like a broken vessel, for I hear the whispering of many, terror on every side as they scheme together against me, as they plot to take my life." Jesus experienced the ultimate sorrow. He was not only abandoned and forgotten by those who loved and followed him, or was scorned and mocked, but worst of all, the Father turned his face away. Yet Jesus submitted to the Father and prayed, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Jesus is able to trust in the Father because he knew the Father. He knew who he was and of his character. Sometimes when we are overwhelmed with life, it's so hard to see God for who he is. This morning, let's pause and allow this psalm to breathe life into our souls. I will share the characteristics of who God is depicted in Psalm 31, followed by what God does. Who God is: rock of refuge, strong fortress, faithful, steadfast in love, abundant in goodness. What God does: never puts us to shame, inclines his ear to us, leads and guides, redeems, sees our affliction, knows the distress of our souls, does not deliver us into the hands of the enemy, sets our feet in a broad place, stores up goodness for those that fear him, works for those who take refuge in him, stores us in his shelter from the strife of tongues, wondrously shows his steadfast love. Now what is our response? Well, King David gives us an application step himself. Verse 23 to 24 says, "Love the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord." Let's pray through these things this morning. If you feel like you lack love for God, pray for more. If you feel weak and weary, ask God for strength. If you feel timid and afraid, ask for courage. If you feel impatient and tossed by the world, pray that you'd be able to wait for the Lord. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this chapter that gives us so much encouragement because it is just filled with so many depictions of who you are and what you do. And there's so much even in this one chapter. I pray, God, that as we chew on your word this morning, that you would help us, Lord, to really grow in our love for you as we increase in our knowledge of you. We don't want to know you just as somebody that we read about, but we want to know you intimately. God, just like we know a close friend, just like relationship with a father and son, we want to know you in an intimate way. So I pray that you would just open up our hearts this morning to receive you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.